Welcome back to another Real Estate Top Podcast. Today, if you are a homeowner and you own a house that is a little less than perfect, most people know of only two options. They can contact their local real estate agent who will give them a price that they think they can sell it for based on its current condition, or they can accept a cash offer from some investor who's going to try to buy it at rock bottom prices. Today, we have our guest, Michael Valente, with Renovation Sales, and he's going to present a third option for homeowners to sell their home and maximize their return on investment. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Michael, it's a pretty unique and interesting concept. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I've been a licensed realtor and a licensed general contractor since 2008, so going on 16, 17 years now. I owned a general contracting business for a long time, and I'd always contacted and worked with real estate agents, you know, who referred us business. And we were just a general contracting service that we did high-end rehabs, kitchens, baths, houses, things of that nature. But over the years, you know, real estate agents would always bring us in while we were doing these houses and ask if we would paint the cabinets and change the counters and do kind of light cosmetic work to the home. And this was well before pre-sale renovations was a thing. But over the years, we really noticed that this untapped need for, you know, finished houses and how much the houses that we worked on, you know, sold quicker and for a lot more money. And so, you know, come around late 2017, you know, we were really just identifying different channels and options that we could take our business. And it made so much sense as the kind of concierge society was coming into play, meaning, you know, the on-demand and I want it now with Amazon and Compass Concierge for a lot of your listeners out there, you know, that was really created in that time frame. And we said, look, we're going to transition our business and focus solely on, you know, making these updates to houses for the homeowner and the agents to really maximize that value. And so we just focused on that. And that's how Renovation Sales started.
All right. So it's probably hard to quantify, you know, the amount of money that a seller would get, like a return on investment or how faster it would sell. But I think it's pretty obvious that a more updated home would sell probably for more money and faster. But so how does the process work? You know, does the homeowner contact the agent who puts them in touch with you, and then you go in, do the updates, and then you get paid at closing? Or how does that work?
Yeah, so I mean, it can happen a couple different ways. A lot of times we get brought in with the real estate agent who is already working with the homeowner to sell their home, right? Renovation Sales is really another tool in the agent's toolkit to help and bring that value to those homeowners. And so, you know, the agents that we do work with identify or work with the homeowner, and they provide, you know, two options, just like you had said in the beginning. You know, you have this as is option that you can sell for, or the second option is hey, we can make these updates and really maximize the home value. And so agents that we know and that we partner with will bring us on into their homeowners when it makes sense to provide that consultation and really come up with, you know, what are the best areas of renovation that we could focus on that we maximize the dollars invested in to get the maximum return out. But sometimes homeowners do call us off. You know, they've either seen our advertisements or they know of us, and they'll call us directly. And we've even had homeowners that have known of us and then introduced us to the real estate agent. So it is a variety of ways how we typically get called in. Typically, it is with an agent partner that we know or knows of us that brings us onto the property with their home seller.
All right, just so I understand real quick, if we can get a quick recap. Your business, Renovation Sales, if I got this right, Mike, essentially a homeowner, they fix up their property. You help them fix up their property so they can get max value. They sell it, and then you get paid at closing, right?
Well, we get paid during the actual process. And okay. So we do have financial mechanisms that are built into our process. One includes a unsecured line of credit for the home seller. That's essentially zero interest for 6 months. And then another one is a HELOC product. Our contracting services gets paid in progress payments as any normal general contractor would, you know, deposit up front, and then it's tied to different types of progress throughout the project. And then, but the idea is that if financing is used, right? Yes, there is no money out of pocket for the home seller. Now, that's not always the case. Sometimes home sellers pay, but then the financial product is then paid off at the closing table because they have then increased the value of their home, and then they'll pay back off the financing product at close.
So let me ask you this. A lot of times, you know, you being in real estate sales yourself, whenever we get into contracts where a buyer offers on a house, and their home inspection is performed, at least here in Virginia, we have an opportunity to negotiate repairs, and we put it on an addendum. Now, since you do the renovation work to the properties, do you also take care of repairs that were caught during home inspections?
We can. Typically, our process goes before the house goes to market, right? Because a home seller is going to call us. We're going to come in, do the construction work, if it's, you know, a facelift of a kitchen, or sand the floors or paint the walls. And then when we're completed, then the house will get listed for sale, fully finished, you know, ready to present. And so we do have the ability to help if someone does have a home inspection, but our process typically happens before a house is listed for sale. Now, sometimes in good agents, we'll have pre-home inspections, right, with the seller to determine, is there anything that has happened or anything that is identified by a home inspector that they should address before even putting it on the market? Sure. That way they can get in front of the home inspection. In that case, you know, they'll hand us that kind of pre-home inspection, and we can handle those updates or whatever fixes need to happen once we're on site. But I just want to be clear, we're not handyman in terms of, you know, what we're typically scope of work is. You know, we're really good at doing multi-stage kind of projects like paint the cabinets, change the counters, do the backsplash, change the light fixtures, etc.
But this is like light rehab work, not restoration type work.
Say it again.
This is more like light rehab work, not restoration work, correct?
Yeah, light rehab work, you know, I call it cosmetic renovation. It's not something that everybody else, that term is familiar with, but facelifting, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want to take out the cabinetry. We want to paint the old brown kitchen cabinetry a nice, you know, white or gray with a high design element to it. You know, we don't want to, you know, remove all the floors. We want to sand and refinish or put new LVP over tile. And so, and that allows for the speed factor, because look, when someone's ready to list their house for market, you know, speed is a factor. And so you don't want to go through the architecture plans, the permits, all that stuff. And so to your point, you know, cosmetic renovation is really what we're good at, taking old and giving it a quick facelift to make it look new and look like what everybody wants and sees on Instagram and HGTV.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. I was recently introduced to renovation sales. I had never heard of it before. What markets are you all currently in right now?
Yeah, so we're in 67 markets across the U.S., that's encompasses about 20 states. So everywhere from the Northeast down the East Coast, multiple locations in Florida, multiple locations in Texas, Colorado, California, Illinois, and Minnesota, and in between. So we do have a pretty national reach, and we currently have 40 franchise owners that operate our model in those different markets.
Okay, so this is a national brand with a franchise element, if I understand you correctly.
Correct, that's exactly right.
Okay, do you have any other strategic partnerships with anyone else?
We work with Concierge kind of lending platform that is where agents will come on and look for not only financing, but then also service providers. And so that's a major partnership of ours, senior relocation companies or senior companies that help the transition of, you know, someone who is starting to age out of their home. And that's a major segment of what, you know, we're starting to do more work in when, you know, someone is aging out of their home. They've lived in it for 20 or 30 years, but it looks like they've lived in it for 20, 30 years. And, you know, the sons or daughters or the family members need to sell that house. And so that senior company as well is another company that we have partnerships with.
Okay. It seems like there's a lot of optimism here, you know, since the election about, you know, people getting back into renovating homes and, you know, spending money on renovations. Do you have any insight on that? Anything that you're starting to see on your end?
Yeah, I think, listen, I think the optimism is definitely there. And I was on the phone with somebody in my Texas location who spoke to some of their clients that was talking about, you know, they're ready to start putting money into their house, you know, now that the election is over and that particular individual feels good about where the economy is going. And so I think, you know, looking into the next couple of years, I think that we will have some prosperous years coming up. And I think that makes people feel a lot more comfortable to start spending again, because we definitely saw a pattern of people holding, especially in the last month of, hey, look, I'm not going to make any decisions until we get through the election. I think on the flip side, though, you know, we had rates that were ticking down due to some of the Fed cuts and what the Fed has predicted. But with the new administration, while maybe that creates a lot more wealth, is that also inflationary in general? And what does that do to the for sale market? You know, I read yesterday, I think that, you know, whatever Wall Street Bank now is only pricing in two rate cuts in 2025 versus the four that they had. And so how does that affect for sale? And obviously we do a lot of work on for sale, but just something we haven't spoken about. We also do work when people move into their home or people are staying in their home, assuming it's around that cosmetic renovation. And so we are that full service from both pre-sale and we call it post-sale, and then if someone's staying, that no sale. But bullish on where remodeling is going. I think, you know, homeowners are sitting on the most amount of home equity that they've had in ever. And another way to unlock is to reinvest in their home. And I saw an article this morning, 43% of existing homeowners are planning on doing some upgrades to start to continue to increase that home equity or that home value that they have.
All right. Now, if I think I heard you correctly, if I have a client who is buying a house that is less than perfect, you all will come in and give that house a facelift as well?
That's right. So exactly right. So we often get called in with clients who are buying a home or looking to make that purchase. And as long as it's around the facelift of the, you know, the cosmetic renovation, that's really what we want to do. And so, again, look, the housing stock is old in the U.S. and there's a lot of, you know, product out there that does need a good facelift, but doesn't have to be completely gutted. And that's really what we specialize in. So, yes, we do both on the pre-sale side and for homeowners who are moving into a new house. We will do that work as well.
By any chance, do you all happen to partner with investors who are, you know, buying houses, you know, whether it's the, you know, local investor who's buying a few here or there, or maybe some of these corporations we've seen recently that are buying up a lot of the middle class housing? Do you partner with any of those type of investors to give the houses facelifts afterwards?
Sometimes, but I say sometimes because I'm a real estate investor and I know you all are too. You know, on the real estate investment side, the game is, you know, who can get what for the cheapest sometimes, right? And so, you know, and especially the professionals usually already have a Rolex of, you know, a Rolodex of painters and floor people and individual subcontractors, you know, versus when the homeowner or the realtor may not. And so, every now and again, we do that type of work, but it's not something common because, you know, again, as someone who owns residential buildings, you know, we're just looking for who can do the bottom dollar. You know, that's not us. We provide real value in our process, our design, our financing, you know, our quick construction, our service, and our technology. And that's where our value comes from. And a lot of times investors don't see that value because, you know, price is most important to them.
All right. With all the optimism that we've heard today, you know, what would you forecast kind of the growth for renovation sales, say, the next 5 years?
I mean, look, I think we're in, you know, the first inning of really people understanding what pre-sale renovation is, understanding that you can no longer just list your property for sale as is. You know, with rates being higher, buyers are pickier. They demand a move-in ready product. And listen, I really believe that we live in this concierge society, meaning, you know, people want things done for them. They want that instant gratification. They want it to look like what they see on TV and Instagram. And I think that demand is not going to go away. It's only going to increase. And so delivering that house and, you know, presenting that house the first time in the best light, you know, to really drive traffic to that listing and to maximize that value of that home. The only way to do that is by making those updates up front. You know, you all are agents, you know, as am I, although I don't practice every day, but, you know, bringing that house to market one time with the right price and the right look, you know, is really important, you know, to get that full home value. You know, if you don't do some of these steps up front, and the house lingers on the market and may get stigmatized. Well, why isn't it selling? And then you see price drops. You know, that's a quick way to start to limit the maximum value that you have. So I'm obviously very bullish on the future of what we're doing. You know, a lot of the major brokerage companies are too. They believe and understand the value of pre-sale renovations across the country. And so it's just something that's getting more normalized, even though it's not something that people may have heard of all over the country. It's something that is becoming more normalized. And so I think the next 5 years is a, you know, perfect environment for our type of company and system to help out with realtors and homeowners.
Let me, yeah. So when you go visit a customer that you're going to help renovate the houses for, is there some sort of advisory service you do also when you get there and you say, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, I think you should paint the walls or you should do this, you should be able to add value or something. Is there usually some sort of consultation process with that? Or do you have like a tier, like package system or something?
Yeah, no, there's definitely a consultation system, you know, because every house is different and every house demands a different type of renovation, you know, and you may come into homes where the kitchen's perfectly fine, but the floors aren't, or the lighting's not, or the paint's bad. And so, you know, really it's a collaborative effort between renovation sales, the homeowner, and the realtor. And so, you know, just part of this process, I always ask when I'm in a home, hey, walk me through the whole house. Why don't you tell me your ideas? If you were gonna do all this, what are your ideas? I'll give you my ideas. And then what we do is we come up with a working scope of work that works for everybody, right? And so it's a collaborative process between renovation sales, the realtor, and the homeowner. Now, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you, how much does this usually cost? I mean, it differs a lot of times what type of paint you're using, who you're hiring, what flooring guy you got, usually they're guys, or carpet guy you got. But ballpark, when you get a house ready for sale, because this is light stuff, how much could a homeowner expect to pay for that type of service?
Yeah, so our average, now this is average, our average project is $37,000. Okay, now what that typically includes is, you know, painting of the cabinets, changing the counters, backsplash, floors, light fixtures, and maybe some light work to a bathroom, right? So that's average. When we do bigger projects, depending on the square foot, that can go up. And when we do smaller projects, sometimes people just call us in, hey, paint our cabinets and do our counters. Obviously, that goes down. And so the average is $37,000 is what the project that we're touching. But, you know, typically in terms of the, you know, the on the backside, you know, you'll make that money, you know, back 100%, if not times two or three. And that's really what we look at is what's that sales lift? You know, how much can you make? And for example, you may have a house that's $400,000 as is. You put $30,000 into it, but now you can sell it for $500,000 because you've made it look nice and taken away a lot of the, you know, I say objections, you know, things of why people don't want to buy the house. Oh, there's not a finished kitchen. Well, we just fixed that. And so now it is a finished kitchen, so you can maximize that value.
Okay.
All right, Michael, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Born and raised outside of Baltimore, Maryland, went to school at Miami of Ohio, and I've been in Chicago for going on 22 years now. You know, I'm passionate about homes and real estate. It's been in my blood for, you know, two generations. My grandfather was in the mortgage business and used to flip houses way back in the 50s before it was a thing. And so, you know, I just love residential housing in general. I've owned multifamily buildings, so I am a landlord. I understand that aspect of the business, and, you know, also done flipped houses many times. And so, you know, from a real estate perspective, it's just something that I'm really passionate about overall. I have two kids, a dog, and I'm very active. That's me.
Awesome.
All right. Now, real quick, a question did come to mind here. So if somebody's out here listening or watching and they're trying to, you know, they're thinking, hey, I'm going to put my house on the market next year. What is the typical time frame that it takes for this type of a project to be completed?
Yeah, so great question. So number one, we're one of the fastest in the business when it comes from like start to finish. So typically when someone calls us up, you know, we respond the same day. That's very important in the you know, any space, but especially the general contracting space. We'll come out to the property within 24 to 48 hours and then return an estimate within 48 hours back to the homeowner and real estate agent. You know, once a project is signed, and something we have not spoken about, and I think something that makes us very unique and is one of our really value add propositions, is we have full service design in-house. And so when a project is signed, within 7 days, a full design package is returned back to the local owner of Renovation Sales, along with the realtor and the homeowner. And that way, you know, we have a roadmap of what to do in terms of colors and materials and things like that. And so we get the design process done in 7 days. And so, and then we start construction within 2 weeks of contract signing. Our average project is 3 weeks. And so, you know, from the time of contacting us, depending on how fast someone is ready to move, you know, we can really get started within a matter of 2 weeks and then, you know, 2 or 3 weeks and get that project done. Depending on the size and scope, you know, with on average 3 weeks. So anywhere from four to eight weeks total from start to finish, from contact to completion on average, which is fast in the industry. I don't think it gets much faster than that overall.
Okay, so about 2 months before they want to list and go on the market, they should be in contact. They or their real estate agent should be in contact with you. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right.
Yeah. But sometimes we get brought in, look, if a house doesn't sell, look, I would love to have everyone call us 2 months before they list. But the fact of the matter is sometimes realtors or clients, you know, they want to test the market as is and see what happens. And so sometimes we do get called for, you know, properties that aren't selling for whatever reason. If it's not priced right, it doesn't look right, or the combination of the two. And so, you know, in those instances, we also, you know, many times come in and make those updates.
Okay. Now, is that something that you all could leave a package of information if it's listed on the market? You're called in, you know, 60 to 90 days into that listing and that house isn't moving. Is that something like your design team can leave a package like, hey, this is what we anticipate the house to look like afterwards?
We've done that. And if I assume you're saying for the potential buyer who's walking through.
Yes.
Yeah, we've done that before. And, you know, we don't have any statistics if that moves the needle. In my experience, you know, agents do ask us for that. You know, sometimes buyers only trust their own, you know, design's one thing. Like, here's what it could look like from a pricing standpoint. Sometimes they only trust their own contractors. You know, they don't trust the contractor of the selling agent. But if an agent, look, we're here to service the agent and help the agent, whatever that looks like to he or she. And so if they say, hey, can you give me a packet to leave so a potential buyer can see pricing and what a design could like look like, we're happy to do so and have done that many times. I have a question for you two, though. You both are active realtors. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So how often, if ever, with your clients, do you ever suggest or make updates to a house before you bring it to market?
Well,
depends on the market.
Yeah, it depends on the market. Yeah. Depends on, you know, what's happening. And, you know, if somebody's kitchen is not the most up to date, is that going to be something that's going to actually move it to sell faster? And, you know, obviously, as a real estate agent, you know, I want to have my clients, you know, best financial interests at mine. So, you know, when I look at saying, you know, hey, it's going to cost this to do that, can we recoup that? It really, really depends on the market. And I think that that is, you know, nationwide, it really depends on what that market is doing throughout the you know, that in that local area. So, but
yeah, it depends on the condition of the house. So, yeah. Like, you know, if it's going to be $4, $2 a square foot for paint, I don't know, depends on if you buy the paint or not. But anyway, so let's just say it's $4 a square foot with paint, you know, in that house. Will it add, you know, another $5,000 or $10,000, depends on the size of the house, you know, to the value? And if it doesn't, you know, I just, you know, might just recommend a little touch up here and there, and that's fine, you know.
Yeah, it's very, very, you know, situation dependent.
Yeah.
That's the best that I can explain it to you.
That's okay. We'll convert to putting that work in, you know, just because we know that it maximizes the value. But I also get the other side. Sometimes, you know, you just list it as it is and it, you know, goes for sale. But there's definitely a time and a place and need for our system for certain homes.
It just depends on the location, man. I mean, you can, depends on what part of Virginia Beach. I mean, shoot, you can have a turd and that thing will still sell just because of the dirt it happens to be sitting on.
Yep. Without question.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Without question.
And there's just so many factors. It's very, there's so many variables that come into play in it all. And, you know, if it was the post-pandemic, like right during the pandemic, in the pandemic era, if you will, it didn't matter what it was. It was going to sell. And then renovation sales would, you know, probably be hired to come in and do a cosmetic facelift for the new owner. But as we're kind of like, you know, I call it here in our market, we're kind of like in a sideways market. You
depends
could put
when
a
the wind blows.
Yep, you could put a house on the market today and it could be gone today. You could put a house on the market today and it could be there 3 months from now. It is very, very interesting right now.
Yeah. Very, very touch and go.
And look, there's a time and a place for renovation sales. It doesn't work on all properties, but as market times, you know, continue to creep up, which they are all over the country. You know, buyers, and especially with rates being the way that they are, you know, buyers are being pickier.
Yep.
And, you know, they're not going to buy the dud just because, you know, because it's more expensive to own homes these days. And so if they're going to buy it and maximize that mortgage and maximize their debt on it, you know, they do want finished. Now, that's not always the case, but obviously there's a time and a place for it. But I think that time and a place is only becoming more needed as we continue down in our existing markets and buyers become you know, buyers become more selective.
Yes, I would agree with that. Everything that you said, you know, and you're probably going to outperform in some markets other than others. You know, our data just came out on the 10th and we're at 7.2% year-over-year growth on our median sales price. So we're one of the fortunate markets that are still showing really high growth in home prices, whereas there are other markets that are negative.
That's right. Yeah, especially around the South and the Sun Belt, you know, some of those markets that had the highest, you know, kind of sales rates 2 years ago, especially with the influx of all the investors out of California that has pulled back now. Those are some of the markets, you know, Arizona and Florida and down in the Southeast that have then pulled back the highest in terms of, you know, quickest sales and have some of the highest market times in the country. Mm-hmm.
All right, Michael, in wrapping up, is there anything else that you would like for our viewers and listeners to know about renovation sales?
No, listen, we've streamlined our construction and design process to really make it user-friendly for both the homeowner and the home seller. You know, our network is operated and owned by local franchisees. But what that means is that you get your neighbor, you get someone that is committed to the community. You get someone that has a vested interest in their community. They're, you know, neighbors of the houses that they're working on. And so, you know, you really get that white glove service. And I think that's really important. You know, while we're building and do have that national reach, we really have that kind of localized touch that realtors and homeowners like, because our franchisee partners care, and they care deeply about the work that they're doing and the product that they're, you know, putting forth. And that is really because of, you know, we're a referral-based system. And so just know that when you do reach out to someone in your local market, that you get someone who lives there. It's not, you know, a for-hire project manager, it's an owner. And I think that's important because they're in the home. You know, we have two different financing products available, from an unsecured line of credit up to $80,000, and then a home equity line that can go up to $400,000, obviously depending on debt to income ratios and credit scores, things of that nature. We do all the design. So all the design is done in-house, and that design is customized for each property. You know, we do a different design for a $300,000 house than we do a $1 million house, and rightfully so. They deserve different materials. And so, you know, we really have that localized touch with the streamlined process with design and financing that makes us, you know, a great company to work with to help quickly update those homes to maximize the value, or, you know, quickly update the homes after someone buys it before they move in.
Perfect. All right, man. Get us out of here.
All right, Michael. So thank you for being a guest on the show. If you're watching, give us a like. Give us a comment. Tell us something. Subscribe. Yeah. Let us know what you think about renovation sales. With that, we'll see you next time.